following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Meetings are essential to the way we work. It's an opportunity to share ideas and problem solve, develop creative solutions. But if your team is spread out all over the country in different locations, coming together can be impossible unless you use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's a powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. I've seen how clear the HD video quality is. It is amazing. No matter where everybody's located, I was in Bristol, Connecticut. They were in Los Angeles. GoToMeeting allowed us to share the same screen, making it easier to be on the same page. And with built-in HD video conferencing, you see each other face-to-face. So easy to launch, so easy to join a meeting from anywhere, on any computer. In fact, you can use a tablet or your phone. And now you can present it from your iPad. Try GoToMeeting free for a month, 30 days. Special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. Remember to use the promo code Colin. GoToMeeting. Meeting is...
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Sooners to the Tigers to the Buffaloes next door, we'll fight them all with honor, stand tall above the rest. The Huskers of Nebraska are the ones that we love best. See that line of blockade, watch those backs move out. Heading for the goal line and a touchdown, there's no doubt. Fast as a mighty jet plane, smooth as a brand new car. Every player with the big red is a football superstar.
That was a joke.
Can you feel it?
Day by day, we get better and better, and so we can't be beat. We won't be beat. I said now day by day, we get better and better, and so we won't be beat. We can't be beat.
Empty backfield now. Cousins awaits the shotgun snap. He has it. Holds over the middle. Pass is intercepted. Lance Sorrell. 45. 40. Lance Sorrell to the outside. 30-yard line. Knocked out of bounds. Lance Sorrell.
Brett's kick sailing towards the uprights, and the kick is good. And Maher drills one from 51 yards out.
This is a 29-yard field goal attempt to win the game for Nebraska. In what would be a miraculous comeback in the final 40 seconds. Brown for the win. The kick is up. And it's good. He got it. Nebraska wins it.
28-26 is our score. Kickoff into the end zone will be brought out by Abdullah. Abdullah, a little bit of shake and bake. With room.
Down and 20. Quinn, good protection, pass to the sidelines. Good. Out of bounds at the 25. Todd Brown made the catch, and Quinn hit him right on the numbers.
Fake the handoff. Back to throws. Martinez looking downfield. Has a man out there. Pass caught. Touchdown. Quincy and Enwa. And the Huskers back to it in a score.
Big down. Third to long five. Getting to the end zone, and very close to it was Dean Steinkoder. He's in for a touchdown.
Stretch play to Bell, trying to get to the outside. Compton hits him and drops him to the 10. What a play by Will Compton.
Backfield in the eye, wide outs both ways. And here is a fake. Druckenmiller on the keeper, loses the football. It's picked up by the Huskers, and they're going to run it in. Jason Peter for the score.
Snap back to Taylor. Fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Guns, pass, caught. Cotton, 15, 10. Bam at a 5. Dives for the end zone. He's down at the 1-yard line. Ben Cotton.
And the pitch to Warner. Gets it up about the 29. Jimmy Williams comes up with a football, and Nebraska's got it. Jimmy Williams came out of the stack with a football.
Back to throw is Cousins, holding, looking, going downfield, looking for Cunningham. He goes up, ball knocked away at the last second. Stafford was there, so was Ciante Evans.
We are ready to settle the Big 12 football championship deep in the heart of Texas. Major Applewhite back in the pocket. Eludes one. Husker is in trouble, and down he goes. Warren Kaiser was there.
And the Cornhuskers will go for two. They trail 17-15. Full house backfield. Frazier will throw. It's good. Two-point conversion. Eric Alford made the catch.
game tied at 17.
Fumble picked up on the bounce by Keithan. And now down for Mitchell. Double team. And Mitchell got it. How did he get that one?
Tater in the shotgun. Burkhead off to his right. Snap back to Tater. Holds it. Looks. Throws. Pass. Caught. Kenny Bell. Dive. Touchdown.
Sal Jones, the lone setback from the 47 of CU. Frazier takes the snap. Gives it on a counter play. Jones runs behind a blocker. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 15. He's gone. Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown.
How about the biggest comeback in school history?
Option far side, back to throw is Martinez. Now being chased, throws it out in a flat. Burkhead makes a catch, sits a tackle, 25-20, 15-10, 5, Rex Burkhead, touchdown Nebraska, and the Huskers are to within a point.
Holy moly, man, woman, and child did that, put them in the aisle.
Fourth down and 8, the ball at the 24-yard line of Miami, but they're down by 7.
Now Wildcat set. Burkhead awaits the snap. On 2nd and 10, Marlowe in motion. They give it off to Marlowe off the jet motion. On 35, Marlowe on 30, 25-20, 15-10. Tim Marlowe knocked out of bounds inside the 5-yard line at the 1-yard line. Tim Marlowe takes the handoff for 39 yards.
Option play, the pitch to Irving Fryer around the right side. Irving Fryer could be gone. Irving Fryer, touchdown.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, and happy holidays to you. We get into that month and a half of talking holidays all the time, whether it's Thanksgiving, whether it's Christmas, whether it's New Year's, whether it's the bowl season, and I'll have to...
I'm glad you threw bowl season in there. You say holidays, I think football. So it works.
And I'm going to throw this out. I am a traditionalist Nebraska Caucasian male. It is Thanksgiving, it is Christmas, and it is New Year's. If you are celebrating any of the other holidays, I wish you a happy holiday. I just don't know what all of them are. So I'm just saying, happy holidays, whatever the case may be. Thanksgiving's come up, Christmas coming up, and New Year's is coming up, plus plenty of college football. Plus, we've got the excitement of the UNK volleyball team trying to make a postseason run here. They're into the NCAA tournament in what is... just it is the NCAA Elite Eight, and we're going to talk with Rick Squires here in a little bit. We're going to have Luke Hoover on the show today because this is our only show of the week. We have the state high school football playoffs and some great games Monday and Tuesday. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Friday is college football, plus the Huskers kickoff at 11 o'clock. We are at Cunningham's Journal, as we are every Wednesday, for our Husker Lunch. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will be stopping by to join us today at the end of the program. And then from 12 to 1 here at Cunningham's, he'll recap the Minnesota game, look ahead to Iowa. Do they have enough of them that can give them something in the football game on Friday? And we will also hear from him from 12 to 1 about to the new teams that are in the Big Ten Conference that have happened since we spoke last with Rutgers and with Maryland. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on today's program. Come on down to Cunningham's. Enjoy lunch. Anything off the menu. The wing special is going on today. And, of course, happy hour pretty much all weekend with the football that is going on. But, Randy, we're going to talk with Coach Squires and Loper Link in just a second. But I want to start with the high school football playoffs officially wrapping up the fall sports season. And we saw some pretty entertaining ball games.
It really did. And again, to me, one of the most impressive things is Giltner's run, not only their championship game itself, but 67 touchdown passes, no interceptions. How can one quarterback possibly do that? And, you know, again, there was might have been a drop or two through the course of the year, and that would be about it.
The ball slips out of your hands. The ball deflects off of a receiver.
You've got
to give credit to his receivers, yeah,
absolutely,
too.
Because there was a play in the game, the Class B championship game we did last night, where the ball hit the receiver right on the hands, and the young man, the Henry kid, made only like one mistake all game in the state championship game. That was when it slipped through his hands, turns into an interception on the other side. So the idea that you have 67 touchdown passes, no interceptions, and this isn't a team that only threw it 67 times through the course of the year. Giltner lived and died in the air. They put the ball in the air a lot, and never that bad decision that led to an interception. That is as incredible of a high school stat that I think I've run into in my memory. If there's anything bigger than that, I can't think of it.
Jake Finley, congratulations to Giltner and the Hornets. You can always join us on the Facebook page at Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, or you can email the program, Doug and Daddy
at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, plenty of credit to Sutton and all the teams in that West bracket. I'm going to tell you, I had I guess I was refreshed during the playoff season and towards the end. I think because we saw some new teams that had started, like the Donovans, like the Suttons, yep, yep. And I can go on and on here. And I've talked about this numerous times on the show, but new teams starting to emerge as not powers yet, but going deeper in the playoffs than any of these kids have ever been really in any sport, which is unlike Giltner because they've won back-to-back state basketball and they've been there in football. But you just saw some different communities and some different schools and some different kids, and they were playing very good football. And Sutton just got out-depthed yesterday by Aquinas. One little mistake in the football game, maybe. There was one play here, one play there that I think really could have turned that game. Sutton could have won that game just as easy as Aquinas. Now, Aquinas is probably going to win more than 50% of the time because of the depth and of the way that they were going to be able to wear Sutton down. But what a season for Coach Raymer and his kids. And if they can replace their line, they're going to be exciting to watch again next year.
They got a lot of – and I hate that term skilled players, because a lot of times the skill of your football team are the guys that were on that offensive and defensive line. So you dominate offensive defensive line, you've got a solid football team. You can train a chimp to run the football, okay? you can if you've got that kid. But they have some skilled kids that if they get him into space, Sutton is going to be able to do a lot of damage. The key next year is finding a line, a strategy, an offense that's going to get some of those kids in space. And I don't know what their depth is on the line. But what really hurt Sutton in that championship game was kind of that two-for-one deal. The last possession of the first half, Aquinas was able to score that last full possession. They got the touchdown. Then they have to get the next kickoff because they get the second half kickoff. They scored again, and now they're behind. And Sutton just really couldn't afford to ever fall that far behind. And it wasn't luck. I mean, that's just the game. That's how it kind of churns and evolves. It always seems to me that good teams tend to make breaks like that. It seems to work out that way somehow or another, and they were able to do that. So tip your hat to Aquinas, and that's a program that, boy, what do you say? I mean, they've always been fairly good, but they've had a tremendous run here as of late.
We want to get back to football here a little bit later on in the show. A lot of people have been saying about what a great Class A game. No, it wasn't. It was a great fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say, okay, you're right. So
I thought the defense was
pretty good. In there. Yeah. B, we get some new people in there. And Elgin Pope, John, maybe they're the next dynasty in this state. But it's time for our Loper Link here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Loper Link is brought to you every Wednesday by Charterwest National Bank. Kearney, you have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today. It's a lot of winter, but we still have volleyball. And we, you know what, I'm going to say this, Randy. We have drawn so accustomed and I'm so appreciative that this volleyball program continues to do what they do. And Rick Squires, the head coach, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Coach, first off, congratulations, because what a grueling run it is through the brand new conference. Everybody says, well, we haven't played these football teams before. We don't know anything about it. It's basically the same for you. You win the regular season, and then you come back and you win the conference tournament championship. Congratulations. No Coach Squires. Well, Jeff, we'll see if we can pick that back up there and get Coach Squires to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we move along on today's program. While we continue to re-hook up Coach Squires here on the program, let's get back to that state football talk, and we will also do that in a little bit. But also going on with the Lopers right now, you've got the women's basketball team. We had Coach Cheney last week, kind of an oddity. They beat the team they weren't supposed to, and then they lost to the team that you thought maybe they could beat. San Francisco State had beaten a Division I program. Mm-hmm. UNK goes out there and beats them. Then Academy of Art, they lose that basketball game. They're back on the road for two games this weekend.
A pretty young team, and I think the learning curve, where they're starting to catch up a little bit to the learning curve, and unfortunately we don't have a lot of opportunities to see them. You look at their schedule, they play only three whole games between the beginning of the season and Christmas, and one of those has already passed, so they only have a couple more games, a couple more opportunities to see them between now and the first of the year. And again, I think for the UNK men, As long as that offense keeps moving the way they are, they're going to have some chances, because I guarantee you they will play better defense through the course of the year.
And it's hard to figure out where they're at right now. I suppose it is for Coach Kropp and Coach Lofton, because their home opener, they knock off the 13th ranked team in the country, a Colorado Mines team that they saw in the RMAC, and they have a great performance. Maybe just getting home and getting a little rest after that 4 games in 5 days on the road helped them out.
Very, very grueling. And you can't work on anything during that time. And again, that's one of the keys, I think, to the fact that they have a pretty good offense this year, because you know, you're always – you're going to have hot and cold nights scoring. You just are, and that just is basketball. You're going to have a good night shooting. You're going to have a bad night shooting. But defense is really kind of the key, and I think they're going to get better defensively as they go and as they grow, because those two coaches, those co-head coaches, both of them understand defense. Both of them can really coach up the defense. So they're going to get better. They're a young team too, and they're going to grow, and they're going to get better. But if they couldn't score, I don't know if they'd ever be able to instill it in them. Defense, they will be able to instill in those young Lopers.
Wrestling coming off their open this past weekend, which is always well attended. So they're off until next weekend. Not much going on, really. Just the women's basketball team is in action this weekend. Everybody comes back after the Thanksgiving break. And now Coach Squires rejoins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Coach, we were trying to heap praise on you in the program. Just wanted to say congratulations for that first-year run in the MIAA, not only winning the regular season, but then standing on top and winning the tournament. Tuesday off. I don't know what's
going on. We don't have our A game going on right now, do we?
I'll tell you what. Let's take a break, see if we can get Coach Squires hooked up here. We are at our Husker Lunch. We'll do that right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hello, I'm Roland Dickey from Dickey's Barbecue, and I just love the holidays.
Speaking of holidays, Mr. Dickey, my entire family's coming in town this year.
Edna, I hope they don't starve like last year. Have you tasted your cooking?
You know I don't cook. I'm going to Dickey's Barbecue. I'm going to let Dickey's do the cooking, and I'll take the credit.
That's a great idea. We've got our famous Cajun fried turkey and our spiral cut hams on sale now for $59.95, or our traditional smoked turkey for just $49.95. Edna, you can even bring home one of our great Dickey's complete holiday meals, which serves 10 to 12 of your guests for only $109.99. You can choose from any of our turkeys or ham, plus cornbread dressing, gravy, baked potato casserole, homestyle green beans with bacon, and a dozen of our buttery rolls.
That sounds delicious, Mr. Dickey. Call Dickey's today to order your holiday meal. Find a location near you at Dickey's.com.
Dickey's Barbecue. Seriously, pit smoked.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
NBA versus college is always a great debate this time of the year. There's no debating where you go to grab the seats you want when you want to go to a basketball game. Just head on over to StubHub, where you can find the best basketball tickets for you, whether you prefer the pros or the fresh talent and rivalries of the college court. Even better, you can get rewarded on every eligible purchase when you sign up for StubHub Fan Rewards before you buy. Yet another reason millions of fans use StubHub for their basketball tickets every month.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
It's never been easier to share well wishes of the holidays with your loved ones. Visit KearneyCopycat.com and choose from a large selection of Christmas cards, letterheads, and more. Your season's greetings will be flawless this year with the help of Copycat Printing.
Christmas cards custom made with picture and envelope start at only 35 cents. Custom designed ornaments with a picture make a great gift and keepsake.
Copycat Printing, 2100 Avenue A, Kearney.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation from Cunningham's, our weekly Husker Lunch. Come on down. You know you're going to get fed up with all the good turkey and ham and everything that you have for Thanksgiving. Come down and enjoy a great meal today where you don't have to fix it. You don't have to worry about it. Maybe you got some family that's already into town, friends that are in, school's out today. There's hardly anybody doing any of that regular work. It just does. Us folks that
us working stiffs, that's
that,
us.
That aren't in the government or aren't in the school system right now. And that's great. You should have the time off so everybody can travel and be with their families. Come on down to Cunningham's. Maybe you haven't even been to had a chance to be to a Husker Lunch this year.
Maybe you're one of those government stiffs and you've been stuck doing that. And now you finally have an excuse to come down here.
I can finally get out.
A little freedom with your schedule. There you go.
North side of the bricks in downtown Kearney for this week's Husker Lunch. We are working on some of our technical difficulties, so in the meantime, let's move on with what else has happened in the world of sports. So much has happened, and last night, what do you take of this Jack Taylor scoring 138 points for Grinnell?
You know, it's just part of the system and that sort of thing. I don't know. To me, you shoot 102 times, you ought to get some points out of that, shouldn't you?
Yeah, he's 27 out of 71, so that's 33%. From three-point land. He's 52 out of 108 from the field. I have to ask, what is Faith Baptist doing? They just sat back and wanted to watch. I would have put four guys on him.
Well,
I guess Faith Baptist had a kid score 70 in the game. The final score was 179 to 104.
That's what gets me. You won by 75, and you're still running that. Granted, you're running your same offense, but with the same kid? At what point do you say, you know, we're up by 50. Maybe it's time to bring in the other guys.
But not in this situation. At some point, you know he's got a chance at the record, so you run with it.
And that there might be something to that, too. But I don't know. It doesn't feel good. You know what I mean? It just doesn't feel like basketball to me. There should be a little bit of defense. Did he ever leave half court? Did he ever go to the defensive end of the court? How long? And he sure couldn't have been there very long, that's for sure.
I know some officials that should step up and do games like this because then they wouldn't have to move like they don't do.
It's like three on that old 3-on-3, you know, Iowa girls basketball thing where you never left half court. You just throw it the other end of the court and off they go. He could never got into defensive basketball position, could he? I mean, he's always somewhere around the arc looking to chuck up the shot. I don't know. Something about it just doesn't feel good. Hey, congratulations, young man. People are talking about you across the country. If it was a publicity stunt, it certainly worked, but that's what it kind of feels like. It feels more like a publicity stunt than it feels like basketball.
Also, something that doesn't feel right is Maryland and Rutgers coming into the Big East. I can see Rutgers, Maryland. I don't see it all. And I'm going to be honest, because all of this really kind of came down since Saturday. I mean, we're at the Husker game. I'm at the Husker game. And the tweets start coming down, and it starts reverberating through press row, especially through the radio guys and the guys that are on the blogosphere all the time, Sean Callahan's and all of those that run Husker Online and things like that. And it says, hey, this is going to be done. This is like all of a sudden, here it is. It's done. Maryland's coming in. I haven't had enough time to research everything here, so I have to throw this question out. All these guys are coming in for the money. Where does the more money come from? It seems to me like the pie is now getting smaller for the other 12 teams that are in the conference. How does it become bigger? Now, I can understand that down the road, if you get the market in New York City and you get the Big Ten Network check and all of that, then you can give that money to Rutgers and Maryland, and maybe everybody else gets a little bit more as well. But
let's look at TV markets. Let's look at the TV markets that come in with this. Washington, D.C., Baltimore.
Cares?
That's money. That's advertisers. Advertisers care. Washington, D.C., New York City, Baltimore, those are some pretty major markets. That's three of the top 15 television markets in the country come in with this deal. Philadelphia is probably going to have a little bit more interest with it, you know, kind of being next to New Jersey. Now, granted, Philadelphia's in Pennsylvania, already had Penn State, but it makes that even more enticing in that area. I think it makes for, you got more pieces of the pie they're getting caught up, but the pie's getting a whole lot bigger with that TV revenue.
let me ask you this. Does anybody in New York City care about Rutgers at all? What makes the what makes everybody think that because Rutgers comes in, New York City's going to go, oh, my God, well, we've got to have the Big Ten Network.
It isn't most of New York City. It is not most of that 7 million people that live in that area, in that suburban area. It isn't most of them, certainly not most of them. But what percentage of that 7 million makes it worth it for the Big Ten Network? I think that's a fairly small percentage of them who are Rutgers alum or from that that area. That is the State University of New Jersey. There's no New Jersey State University. It is called Rutgers. And again, I think that's a fairly major state to put in under the umbrella of the Big Ten. Different question is, do they fit? That's a different question altogether. But why would the Big Ten need to do it? I think it makes for a much bigger pie that we now have 1/14th of that piece of it now.
Now, I get it. You are getting your product into the biggest market in the country, to the advertisers. You get better advertisers. You charge more. I get all of that. But I'm still trying to decide how collegiate sports sells in New York City, because it just doesn't.
Well, not to a great extent, no. But, I mean, people on Saturday afternoon are going to watch football. And now the Big Ten Network, there's a legitimate reason to get it on the satellite providers, mostly probably cable in New York. I don't know the demographics there. I don't probably envision a lot of satellite dishes on top of all those apartments in New York in that area. So I think probably getting a little bit more leverage in negotiating with the cable companies in terms of getting the Big Ten Network in those markets. And that exposes it to a lot more advertising dollars out there. And I think it's going to benefit the Big Ten Network big time when it comes to money. Now, good luck when the State University of New Jersey has to play women's tennis in Lincoln, Nebraska. You know, I mean, that there's some logistic problems with that, with some of those more minor sports. But as far as advertising dollars in the Big Ten and the Big Ten Network, it was a major coup for them. And if they didn't do it, they were going to get shut out. And if you don't grow, it appears now with these conferences, if a conference doesn't grow, it's probably going to get squeezed out a little bit, and it's going to start to wither and die. To me, the next question is, who are the next two? Because I think it screams for two more teams. I think it screams for two more teams to come in. And again, last week we weren't thinking about this at all, but let's throw it out there. Two more teams probably need to come into the Big Ten. I would say Kansas would make perfect sense as one of those teams.
Well, don't you have to go to the West?
Somewhat. I mean, the westernmost is Nebraska. And again, here's the thing that boggles my mind about this new alignment. You go to Scotts Bluff National Monument, okay? You go to Scotts Bluff National Monument, and you drive all the way to the Statue of Liberty. You're in Big Ten country the whole drive. That is amazing to me.
Well, there you go. We'll find out more about it here as we, I guess, we're just going to learn more about Rutgers. We're going to learn more, of course, about Maryland, and we'll see who else comes in. Syracuse would make sense, but with so much movement everywhere now, it's hard to tell where they will go. Will they go to the? They could go south. I mean, they could go down into that Kentucky area, couldn't they?
Yeah, they could. I mean, again, they're any of those states that kind of touch that, you know, Kentucky obviously touches Ohio, just on the other side of the Ohio River there. I mean, there's a lot of things that make sense. We're going to end up, I think, by the time this is all said and done, there's going to be four super conferences. The four super conferences are going to crown a conference football champion, and then that's going to be the playoff right there. So you're going to, in a sense, have a national playoff. I think we're eventually going to get to that point.
Junior offensive guard Spencer Long, one of 10 semifinalists for the Burlsworth Trophy. Can you tell me what that is?
Not a clue.
It goes to the best walk-on player in the country. If you started your career as a walk-on, then you are up for the Burlsworth Trophy. Mike Caputo was a semifinalist last year. Of course, Spencer Long walked on from Elkhorn and has now been a big part of the Huskers. You can vote for him at burlsworththrophy.com, BURLSWORTH, Burlsworth. You can vote for Spencer Long on that. The Huskers went for a pretty good practice yesterday. And as we talk about Iowa, we get into that in a little bit. This just is not a good football team. I hope the Huskers are able to get off to a good start like they did against Minnesota, which was just a pounding on Saturday.
And obviously that was probably a discussion that they had. Look, guys, it's senior day. Let's get some of those seniors that don't play a lot, who have donated 4 years of their life, maybe 5 years of their life to this program. Let's give them the opportunity to play out there. And I think that's a pretty easy sell to make. And again, maybe there's a version of that speech that Coach Pelini has in the bag for tomorrow, because if Nebraska plays okay, if they play an average game, it won't be much of a game tomorrow. And again, is it a trap game? Potentially, but Nebraska still is playing for everything that they really honestly wanted to play for this year. When they started camp, they said, let's win the Big Ten. And to do that, they have to win, because they can't guarantee that in that great rivalry game between Michigan and Ohio State, that Ohio State's going to beat Michigan. So if Nebraska loses to Iowa and Michigan pulls the upset against Ohio State, it would be Michigan in the Big Ten championship game instead of Nebraska. So I think they still kind of have that. Since they play before that game, I think Nebraska will be very motivated. I think they'll play well tomorrow.
What did you think about the whole Minnesota tunnel walk with Tom Osborne and how they handled everything
very
on Saturday?
Very cool. I think that was completely appropriate for what they did and how they did it. I don't think they overdid it, because you can cross a line there, too, with a little bit too much homage. I mean, the man hasn't died. He's just stepping down as the athletic director, which we knew was going to be a temporary thing anyway. But for him to be able to lead the team out of the tunnel was really kind of a neat deal. I was just a little disappointed that when the coverage of the game on the Big Ten Network was on, they didn't really talk about it when it happened. You know, you just saw this guy, and I was like, hey, there's, you know, you saw, I think a lot of Nebraska fans go, oh, yeah, Tom Osborne did come out with them, if they were watching instead of listening on the Breeze, that they were able to see that. But they didn't mention it. There's just this random guy, you know, Pelini coming out there. Everybody kind of recognizes him. They recognize Pelini. It seemed like they almost didn't recognize Tom Osborne when he helped bring him out of the tunnel. They didn't have a camera focused on him or anything. So that surprised me a little bit. The Big Ten did make a little bit bigger deal of it. The Big Ten Network did make a little bit bigger deal of it. I think they retrofitted it. They showed a little bit of that in the first quarter during the game instead of when it actually happened live.
There was also a lot of talk on Saturday morning and into Saturday afternoon about the bashing that Nebraska and Bo Pelini took, especially from Desmond Howard on ESPN Game Day, which is heard right here on ESPN Radio and, of course, shown on the ESPN television network. I did not get to see it, but I think I pretty much heard everything that happened in there, and the discussion is a little weird. They started with the Tommy Tuberville slapping the headset off of his assistant coach, and then turned it into a Bo Pelini running over. Do we have to start worrying about – I've never really been worried about this.
Well, it's gotten so much better. There was that game that was just horrible officiating against Texas A&M a couple years ago, and I do think Pelini crossed a line. I think he did not act appropriately. He did apologize the very next week, and since then it's gotten better and better. It really kind of has. You know, when I was a kid, sometimes my mom would be mad at me for not cleaning my room, and she actually would lecture me about cleaning my room while I was cleaning it, and that was the most frustrating thing in the world. If you're going to criticize Bo Pelini for being a little bit too hot-headed, don't do it after he's shown about 3 years of growth in that department and has gotten better and better and better. And I don't think he was ever that bad. There was that one game, A&M, I think he kind of embarrassed us a little bit, but and embarrassed the program and himself, and he apologized. But it's gotten better and better and better. And I like the fact that we have a coach that's very, very fiery. Some of the criticism we had with Tom Osborne, I remember back in the day, was, you know, it was that, aw, shucks, you know, they're going to be very tough when we play Western Idaho State of the Blind tomorrow. It's going to be, you know, and then sometimes the teams were very flat. You don't really run into that with Bo Pelini's teams, do you? You don't have that same criticism. So you kind of have to take the good with the bad a little bit. And I want to know one thing, Desmond Howard. What do his players say about it? What do his players say about how he treats them? How do they feel? How do they react? I have not heard one former player, you know, current players certainly don't want to risk their scholarships and that sort of thing. I've never heard one former player say an ill word about Bo Pelini.
Well, we're going to talk more Husker football here at our weekly Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal. We invite you to come on down. Steve Sippel from the Lincoln Journal Star will be with us at 12 noon to discuss the Big Red and all that's going on from the extension of the Big Ten Conference, how Nebraska handled Minnesota, how they've went on this 5-game winning streak and need to make it 6 to guarantee a Big Ten championship. I think Ohio State's going to beat Michigan. But I don't want to rely on that. Yeah, I don't want to be backing in. I don't want to lose to Iowa.
No. I mean, it's supposed to be a rivalry game, and I, you know, Nebraska's we never felt the Colorado rivalry. And I think there was a lot more to that one than there is the Iowa rivalry. Maybe it's because we're in the western part of the state, and I grew up even further west than here. And the fact that Colorado fans – anyway. Okay, they were no class. But with the Iowa fans, I think it's – I just don't feel there that venom that you'd kind of like to have. Not that we really had that venom with Oklahoma back in the day, but it was always for the title. Until that evolves with Iowa, I Nebraska is the draw. Nebraska is the reason that this game is on national television on Friday after Thanksgiving. It is not because it's Iowa.
Well, coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more Husker football here. John fires into the Dent Popper inbox. Doug, I need your take. Does UCLA rest their starters and let Stanford win and then face them next week on the farm for the Pac-12 title game? Interesting scenario here, because if they would happen to beat Stanford, then that opens it up for Oregon to come in, and you know Oregon's probably going to run all over UCLA. That is a very interesting dynamic, because UCLA looks like they're in the championship game anyway.
Yeah, well, you play to win the game. Oh my God, I'm channeling. You play to win the game. I think you play to win the game. UCLA still wants to have some respect, because there's the potential UCLA could lose the Pac-10 championship game the next week. They want to get a better bowl game, and you're not going to do that by tanking two games in a row.
Yeah, go out and play your best, see what happens. And
Maybe that's the purist in me.
You go out and you play. Is as bad as that. This is a definite scenario, though, where I can get where he's coming from. I think I'd rather play Stanford than Oregon in the championship game, even though Stanford just beat Oregon. And I still feel a pit in my stomach there's so many directions, because we have one show this week. To all the people that say the preseason polls don't mean anything, then why is Alabama back at the BCS? Because they were number one in the preseason. The preseason polls absolutely, positively mean something.
I agree. But the eye test also tells me that Alabama is one of the two best teams in the country. And even when they lost, I still thought that. I think, to be honest with you, I think the two best teams in the country, and I here come the Notre Dame emails, I think the two best teams in the country on the eye test are Oregon and Alabama.
I disagree about Oregon. After what I've seen the last few weeks, they played poorly against Southern California, and they got beat by Stanford, and I am on the Notre Dame pseudo bandwagon. Dame deserves to play in the national championship.
I agree with that statement. I agree with that statement. But you ask me if there was a four-team playoff and you put four teams in there in Notre Dame, Alabama, Oregon, and who you want to throw else in there? Kansas State? I mean, they've had a pretty good run. I think Kansas State might be the fourth best
Georgia,
team.
Florida.
Okay. But one of those, whoever that fourth team is, I'm going to tell you that I think the team that wins the semifinal out of that, the two teams that, if you see them properly, that would win the two semifinal games would be Alabama and Oregon.
I think people just want to see great defense take on great offense and see who wins. And that's what people thought they were going to get with Alabama and Oregon. They don't want to see another defensive football game where they think if Alabama and Notre Dame play, it's going to be 21-0 again, Alabama beating Notre Dame.
And what's wrong with that? I mean, that's good, solid. I love that football. I really do. And that's what wins championships. It really does. And so there's a reason that defense is you have so many head coaches with a defensive mindset, because that is really what kind of drives football. And I think a Notre Dame Alabama game will have enough offense in it that it'll be interesting. It'll be 21-17 instead of 51-49. I mean, what's wrong with that? It's still going to be a very exciting one play kind of game, I think.
Well, let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, we invite you down to Cunningham's for our weekly Husker Lunch, and we'll be back with more after this.
Come on in.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Thank you for calling. calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas can only take you so far. While a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate can go a little farther. When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today's skies will be sunny with southwest winds at 10 to 20. Highs will make it into the lower 70s. Tonight's skies will be mostly clear and our lows falling back into the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now it's 57.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we are going to do our pigskin pick'em, but we're going to do it down here at Cunningham's this week, as someone will take us on for some Cunningham gift cards. We'll also give them more entries for the 70-inch HD TV that is on display and has been all football season here at Cunningham's. And, of course, that's donated by Russell's Appliance, along with the Super Bowl party that we'll be giving away at the end of the year as well. So come on down. It's just about time to break out for lunch, and we'd love to have you join us here at Cunningham's for today's lunch, and we'll take care of that. Cunningham's, with plenty of entertainment, the hot spot, of course, every weekend, whether you're coming in for the entertainment, whether you're coming in for a great meal or a frosty beverage of your choice, or just to watch all the games that start with the NFL tomorrow, even Texas TCU tomorrow night. Three very intriguing NFL games tomorrow. The Husker game, they're here for you bright and early at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning to check things out at Cunningham. So come on down and join us at Cunningham's Journal. And don't forget, folks, to vote on our poll question. We had the last one up over the weekend. Miguel Cabrera or Mike Trout, who should have been the American League MVP? 89% said Miguel Cabrera. Now, our poll question that takes you through this week: what's your take on NFL Thanksgiving game? Cowboys and Lions should always host. Teams should rotate each year.
Are we doing both right now anyway?
Well, we added that evening game.
Yeah,
Cowboys and Lions are always home.
Yep.
I think the Cowboys, I mean, that's the tradition. Yes,
yeah.
Unless the Cowboys and the Lions don't want to do it anymore, then two things should happen. We get rid of three games on Thanksgiving, which I don't like anyway, or you just have that one game, you have it on Thanksgiving night, and you move it along. But if the Cowboys and Lions want to continue to host, then that's the way it should be.
I agree. I like the tradition, and I'm not a Cowboys fan. You are. I don't know. I don't mind the Lions, but they've been traditionally so bad that they've been kind of tough to watch, and that's probably been the biggest part of the criticism. You know, Cowboys had that national draw, even when they weren't real good. But they've also had a couple of dynasties through the span that they've hosted Thanksgiving games too. But even when they weren't real good, there was still that draw. I think the criticism would be of the Lions. But the Lions are the pedigree of the NFL. I mean, they're one of the oldest franchises, one of the most storied franchises. And, yeah, they've been bad for a lifetime or two now. But, again, that's still tradition. And I love the tradition of those two teams always hosting. I really kind of do.
And you'll have the triple header tomorrow here on ESPN Radio starting at 11 a.m. with Detroit and Houston. Then it's the Cowboys taking on Washington in the evening game. We'll have that rivalry between the Jets and the Patriots. I think three pretty intriguing games tomorrow.
Yeah, there really are. And it could be a real interesting day of football. I hope I get to watch more of it. I don't know what's going to be on at my brother-in-law's house. I don't get to pick that. I'm not, it's out of
my
control.
Why would you ever have Thanksgiving at a place where you couldn't enjoy yourself?
To maintain peace and tranquility.
No, you're not. You're not enjoying yourself. You're not maintaining your own peace.
I love my wife and I love her. So I will, she wants to go to South Dakota and we'll do that. And we'll do a couple other fun things too. It just would be
going
different.
To South Dakota's fun.
Well, it'd be nice to see the members of the family and all.
Oh, you
are. Dude, what are you doing to me?
Yeah,
what,
you are
painting
me? You act
me?
Like she's listening to the program.
I just know that she knows people who are listening to the program, and there is that chance, by the way. There is that slim, I want to stay married chance that I have to kind of – let's move on.
I am fine with not having the game on during the meal, okay?
Yeah.
I can handle that. There's going to be an 11:30 kickoff. And people eat their Thanksgiving at different times.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
high
noon. Maybe it's 1 o'clock. Some people do it 4 o'clock or their evening meal. That's their big feast. I have no problem with the television being off for that 45 minutes to an hour. But if you, in this day and age, have some problem with the TV being on in the background while you're together, then I'll find someplace else to have Thanksgiving. Thank goodness, my brother-in-law, huge football fan too.
We'll do. No one is as big of a sports fan as I am. No sane person is anyway. But they're just not that big into football. We are going to go out, and my son is going to teach my brother-in-law how to kick field goals. So we're going to do that. That's going to be kind of fun. I'm looking forward to that. We're all going to go out there. We'll have some fun. If we're doing stuff like that, if I miss a little football, I miss a little football. I have no problem with that because it's still football. We're still doing something kind of fun. It's if we're doing other stuff that I was
the only thing that's not fun is working. And that's what they do all the time at the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Andy and the gang are there taking care of you. Now that Thanksgiving, they're going to enjoy with their family. But over the weekend, stop in and see all the great new and pre-owned vehicles that are on the lot. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles in stock. And when you purchase those, they come with a certified 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance. Plus, you have the 30-day exchange privilege. Check out the Dodge Journeys on the lot, the 2013 Chrysler 200s starting under $20,000. They've got over 50 Chevy Silverados to choose from on the lot, and you may be thinking about taking care of that tax break, taking care of a Christmas gift, or just getting something that's going to get you through the winter a little bit better than what you have now. You'll find it at the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Nebraska volleyball, the NU Coliseum getting closer and closer to having their final matches. It's not like they're going out with a bang in the regular season. Iowa and Northwestern come in starting tonight, but then you have to assume that they're going to get an NCAA opening round regional action there at the Coliseum. So check that out tonight. The Nebraska women, no problem with Sam Houston State. They go to USC on Friday. The Nebraska men are home tonight against Tulane at 7. Then they host Kent State, who has been a pretty good major, mid-major basketball program. That
the
game
Final Four
is
not that
Saturday.
Long ago, yeah.
Yeah, they're a good team. Hastings College, the men and women swept Midland last night, two close games, and they will both be home this weekend for Friday and Saturday action at Lynn Farrell Arena. And hockey fans, the Storm's defenseman Josh McArdle He's a smart kid, and he knows how to play hockey, and he's going to go to Yale. He's given his oral commitment to Yale University. And the Storm will be home for three games this week, starting tonight, hosting Sioux City at 7:05. Omaha comes in Friday, 7:30, and then 7:05 on Saturday against Des Moines. All Storm hockey is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
We were kicking around the idea of going tonight to go to South Dakota. It's about a five-hour drive. We're not going to, so you'll find me at the Storm game tonight. It'll be a lot of fun. I mean, they play pretty hard. They've been a little banged up, and it's kind of slowed them down a little bit.
But they had
a great week on the road. I wish they could take some of their road success and have that at home, because their home record isn't actually as good as being on the road. And maybe a little bit more fan support would help that out, because that place used to really be rocking and rolling. It'd be good to get a good crowd in there tonight. I can't see any reason to stay home. You're stuck with a family all week. Go have a little fun, watch a little hockey tonight. That's my plan.
Our Pigskin Pick'em, Steve Sipple. Come on out, folks. There's plenty of room on this Wednesday before the Husker Friday game for our Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's. Love to have you join us here at Cunningham's Journal for our Husker Lunch. Steve Sipple will be on hand at the top of the hour to talk some Big Red football and Rutgers and Maryland, what we know about them, and Iowa and Big Ten and all that. So an exciting time for the Huskers, and we want you to come out and join us. Have some lunch and enjoy our Husker Lunch. When we come back, Pigskin Pick'em here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and eight flavors of real New York style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's The Herd. In business today, you need the right tools to be successful, to keep your current customers satisfied and informed, while generating new prospects to close more deals. That's why we recommend GoToWebinar by Citrix, the same company that brought you GoToMeeting. It's the simplest way to reach and engage a large audience right from your desk. With GoToWebinar, you can conduct online events with up to 1,000 attendees. You can hold as many per month as you'd like for as long as you need. There's interactive features like polls, Q&A. You can even launch surveys, so people will not only hear your presentation, they can get involved. Plus, GoToWebinar is simple and setup is easy for your audience to use. No IT support needed. My listeners can try it free for a month, 30 days. Visit GoToWebinar.com, click on the Try It Free button. That's GoToWebinar, WEBINAR.com. Try.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
How much?
Nobody likes surprise repair charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at Auto Tech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost a half century of experience to solve most problems. Auto Tech Specialist is a Napa Auto Care Center. Most repairs are warrantied for 12 months or 12,000 miles, and every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to Auto Tech Specialist at 25th and Avenue I for no surprises. Find out all about ATS on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from our Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's Journal. Glad to have you along with us. come on down and join us for today's program. And don't forget, folks, as you get ready for Thanksgiving, Troutman still has a few fresh turkeys left for your Thanksgiving meal, as well as smoked turkeys and smoked turkey breasts, hams, potato sausages. Oh, don't know what to get that someone on your Christmas list? Well, obviously a Troutman's gift card is the perfect gift, as well as their steak boxes and meat and cheese trays. If I didn't just run off something there, Randy, that's going to get you going, I don't know what it is. Be ready to watch the Huskers. Maybe you've had some last minute changes in your Thanksgiving plans. Instead of going somewhere, they're coming to your house and you're going, oh my, what am I going to do? Troutman's is there for you. Troutman's Quality Meats has the USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef, quality steaks aged a minimum of 30 days. And, of course, they've got a little fresh frozen seafood. They've got the wines, and they've got the cocktails that'll get you through. It's something for everybody.
Hey, take some of those sausages, take some of the cheeses, put them in the fridge, and when somebody calls and says, hey, we're going to have a little football party, you're ready to roll. And if somebody doesn't call, you call other people because you already got the stuff. You're ready to roll.
It can't be any better than this. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, Highway 30 in Kearney. Well, you know, here at Cunningham's on this Wednesday, usually we do our Pigskin Pick'em on Friday, but because there is no show Friday,
yeah, so
we have
ready
to do Pigskin Pick'em today. Now, for the record, we did win last week, so we haven't had a chance to talk about that because of the state football playoffs, but let me give you the official tally. I went 7-4. So I was the grand champion, and that's all that matters. Our caller Kelly went 5-6.
Wait. I was grand champion one week, and it was like, oh, but the other guy was so bad, and I didn't get any love for that deal at all. So don't expect.
I'm grand champion.
Yeah, whatever.
Time's winding down. I think I will be crowned once again grand champion of all the Doug and Daddy picks.
That's because you don't let me in very often. Yeah, it just doesn't time out that well. It's a tainted title there, Mr. Maris. We're putting a little asterisk on that deal there.
Here's what I'm worried about. We're bringing in our youngest selector here at Cunningham's.
New, fresh perspective.
Yes, Turner Jensen is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. No school today, so you could come down and Dad could pay for lunch, huh?
Yep.
Well, it's great to have you on. Do you know much about college football, or are you smarter than your dad or your buddies here?
Probably not. I watch some football, but usually I'm busy, like, playing and practicing and stuff.
You're supposed to say homework there.
And homework.
There you go. Hey, good. You threw it in. That's good.
Well, let's get right to it here. We've got 10 games that we're going to pick, and the first game is Frank Solich's Ohio Bobcats at Kent State. Who do you like in this one, Turner? NLV at Hawaii. I think this might be the first time we've had Hawaii on today. These two struggling programs. First time Hawaii's been on this year. I'm going to take Hawaii. Randy, who are you going to take?
UNLV. Break the tie, Turner.
Hawaii.
Turner takes Hawaii. All right, let's get into it. I think the rest of these games are all pretty interesting. West Virginia at Iowa State. This is a one-point spread in Vegas. Randy, who do you like?
The coldest place on earth is Iowa State University, and I think they'll freeze out West Virginia. I'm not kidding,
You're
by the way.
You're taking Iowa State.
I'm going to take an Iowa State.
Turner, who do you like?
Virginia.
I'm going to go against Turner as well. Yeah, boy. West Virginia, they got to have some pride.
You think, but they haven't played like it lately.
It's so tough. Iowa State. Arizona State at Arizona. I don't know. Flip a coin on this one. Turner, who do you like in that one?
Arizona.
I'm going to take Arizona as well. Randy?
Clean sweep. I already got Arizona circled.
I've got all of the home teams so far. Stanford at UCLA. The interesting email from John. Does UCLA lay down, let Stanford win so they get a rematch in the Pac-12 championship game? I don't think they have to lay down. I think Stanford's just better. I'm going to take Stanford.
I agree. Stanford.
Turner?
I agree.
Turner takes Stanford as well. Florida at Florida State. I have not been a Florida State fan for some reason all year long. Randy, who do you like in this game?
I'm going to go with the Noles at home.
You're going to take Florida State. Turner, who do you like?
Florida.
I'm going to take Florida as well. Turner and I will get that one right, and that will give
I can hear you.
South Carolina at Clemson. Again, this is Clemson's favored by about 4 points in this one. South Carolina was in the top 10 at the beginning of the year. Turner, who do you like in this one?
Clemson.
I'm going to take South Carolina, Randy.
Clemson.
And Notre Dame at Southern Cal. For some reason, this is still like a one-touchdown spread with Southern California going to a backup redshirt freshman quarterback. Randy, who do you like?
I'm going to go Notre Dame. It'll be tight, but I'll go Notre Dame.
Turner?
Me too.
I'm going to stick with Notre Dame. I said earlier this year when I picked them to beat Oklahoma, I said I just think it's one of those fate things, and I think Notre Dame wins this. Let's end it with two Big Ten games, Wisconsin at Penn State. Who do you like here, Turner?
Penn State.
Oh, boy. I think I've taken Penn State in every game. Randy, what do you think?
I'm taking Penn State.
I don't know what to think here. I've taken Penn State in every game, but I am going to take Wisconsin in this ball game, thinking that they're going to be red hot going into the Big Ten championship game. And finally, the Big Ten's best rivalry, Michigan at Ohio State. I will take Ohio State. Randy?
It's in the horseshoe. I'm taking Ohio State.
Turner, what do you think?
Ohio State.
Yep. All right, there we go. Now, just in case we tie, we have to come up with a tiebreaker here. The total points scored in the Nebraska-Iowa game. My prediction, somebody asked me earlier today, I said I think it's going to be Nebraska 30 and Iowa 13, so that's a total of 43 points. Randy, what do you think?
I got it being 61. I got Nebraska rolling them up pretty good.
You think we're just going to crush
it? I really do.
Turner, what do you think?
49 to 14, I guess.
63 points, so there you go. Did you have 63? No, you
I had 61.
Hey, Turner, congratulations. We'll get you your prizes here because you're going to Big Dally's Deli for a large combo meal. If you beat us, you got some Cunninghams. You can treat the folks that you can treat your old man to lunch. That'd be something else.
Bring your buddies.
Yep. Don't bring Dad. Bring your friends.
Bring your friends.
Yeah. Turner Jensen, hey, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the Husker lunch.
Yeah, thanks.
You bet. Turner Jensen, he is an eighth grader, and he is going to whoop our butts is what I have a feeling of. Randy, what do you think?
We have enough differences there that there's certainly the opportunity.
Well, we've got a few things that we're going to wrap up here. Talk to Steve Sipple at the end of the program here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We did have some technical difficulties, and we want to apologize for not being able to talk to Coach Squires today. We do want to congratulate Giltner and Coach Jeff Ashby. Luke Hoover will rejoin us next week. He's usually on Thursday for fantasy football. He'll rejoin us next week on the program. But because of those difficulties, we really didn't talk a lot about the volleyball team and as far as where they're going, Randy. And they're headed up north to the five-time defending national champions to play on their home court at Concordia St. Paul.
And again, if you're going to be the best, you got to beat the best. And a couple of those losses in a very tough conference cost UNK the opportunity to kind of host this. But when you're playing at that level of a program in your division, in your region, you pretty much have to have an extremely special year to host that regional. Now they can make it that extremely special year, because if they win the three games up there and they come away with that regional championship, that is as tough as winning most national tournaments, because that is the collection of the best teams in the country in that region.
Let me ask you a question. They're 33-2. They have the best record out of all of those eight teams, yet they don't get to host this regional.
And part of that is all right, who is hosting it? Four-time defending national champion, or is it five-time defending national champion?
Again,
that's a pretty solid resume. You do get probably a few extra bonus points for being that team, and that's why they end up hosting it. What bothers me is they're not the two seed. I mean, they probably should be the two seed given that situation, and they're not. And I think they are under-seeded, no question about it. But the idea that Concordia is playing host, I don't know. Five-time defending national champion. They're having a solid year. Their record is comparable, certainly, to what UNK's is. I can see why they'd be the one seed. I just think UNK should be the two seed.
Folks, we're at Cunningham's. Come on out and enjoy lunch here. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star about ready to chat here and talk a little Husker football, answer your questions, and come out and get that pre-Thanksgiving lunch here at Cunningham's. The Lopers will play next Thursday, the 29th, at 12 noon against Washburn, who I think gave them more problems than anybody else. I think that's, as far as the conference, I think that is the toughest draw that they could get a first-round opponents, because you're looking at either maybe playing a Truman State or a Minnesota Duluth, who's also very good. But it is what it is, and the Lopers will play Washburn at 12 noon. If they win that, they'll play either Southwest Minnesota State or Truman State. But the big thing here is they did get on the other side of the bracket from Concordia St. Paul and would not meet them until the championship. And this is where it starts. There's no wild card. You lose, you're done. You win, you move on. And there's no doubt the winner of this regional, the overwhelming favorite to win the national championship.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. It isn't quite like football where you can get wore down. You know, with that semifinal game, you're wore down and you're injured and you wouldn't play very well that next round. I think whoever wins that region, you absolutely will feel awfully good about themselves. You worry about it being a trap game after they get done because it'll be a letdown. The national quarterfinal will be a letdown after winning that regional.
Well, we are joined by Steve Sipple here for just a couple of moments before we turn him over to the folks here at the Husker Lunch. And, Sip, welcome back out. We're just about done, and this is when it gets exciting. Nebraska can clinch a Big Ten Legends Division title on Friday.
Hi, Randy and Doug. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Sip, are you ready for Thanksgiving?
I don't get much one because we're going to be traveling,
So on the road.
Yeah, I just broke the news to my mom. She sounded actually kind of happy. She didn't seem to mind that much.
Did you tell her before she thawed the turkey or after?
Yeah, we got a big family. I just get lost in it anyway. Well, I'm ready. But I'm ready for the game. I'm interested in the game. That sounds terrible, but I am.
Well, I want to see how it plays out, see how much fire Iowa has here.
Yeah,
are they the Colorados who want to ruin your world?
Yeah.
Or are they Iowa? And they seem to be, and as I said at the top of the show, with state football and everything, I just haven't had a lot of time to break down Iowa. I know that you have, but I see that their defense, huge problems on the defensive side of the football, and their running game, if their running back gets hurt tomorrow in a Wiseman, they may be in desperate, or a Friday, they may be in desperate problems. They are a banged-up football team that apparently didn't have a lot of talent to begin with. What's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think you hit a couple key things, but I'll tell you the two areas that I'd really watch is they're bad up front on defense. there's no way to other say it. Just not a – Iowa's been very good up front on defense over the years, but not this year. And that's something Nebraska probably can exploit. And then on offense, this is a bad matchup for Iowa. It is for a lot of reasons, but this may be the biggest. They're really ordinary at the receiver positions. And consequently, their quarterback doesn't have much confidence. So it's just a bad mix, especially against Nebraska's pass defense. I mean, think about it. Nebraska's allowing opponents to 45% completion percentage. I mean, I don't think Vandenberg has a prayer of hitting 50. I have a high regard for the way Nebraska's playing right now. And I just don't think Iowa will be able to move the ball with any kind of regularity. They only scored 7 last year, and I think they'll do well. Think about it. And they were better last year. You know, they had that big receiver. They had that big running back. They don't have that now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk that this could be a trap game for Nebraska. Sure. There could be a letdown because, we know they're not very good. What are your thoughts? Are they primed for a letdown, or is this not going to happen to them?
Well, I mean, couldn't last week been a letdown?
Absolutely. Yeah. But
is there any sign of it?
Nope.
All I can do is go on evidence, and I have not seen a sign of it for many weeks. And here's why I don't think you'll see it. Now, you never know with kids in 11 a.m. kickoff, all that, but they have a quarterback on a mission. I'm sure of that. Taylor, they're not going to be any letdown from your quarterback. And a lot of that energy emanates from that position. And then on defense, it's kind of the same thing. But there's more guys. I mean, you might have 8 seniors out there at one time on some occasions. And those guys are not – they let down. I mean, I just don't see it. Compton, in fact, was asked about that the other day and got upset. Now, he didn't get upset at the reporter. He got upset as he was walking off, like, why are people asking us about a letdown? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard right now. I mean, look what we got on the line, and they're asking me about a letdown? I mean, he just said it off the cuff, but that told me about all I needed to know, really.
Finally, before we turn you over to the crew here at Cunningham's, and folks, we invite you down. We're about ready to start our another Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's Journal. Just a quick thought on what happened to the Big Ten with Rutgers and Maryland coming in.
Out of the blue. Guys like us of a certain age, I always take a step back and say, would you ever have thought Nebraska, Rutgers, and Maryland in the same league? Think about it. I mean, no, I never – I didn't see it coming. And you know what it's all about. It's all it's shifted the reasons why this has happened, and now it's all about demographics and cable TV and getting as many eyeballs as you can, so you can go in front of those cable carriers and say, we got 20 million people in the New York City, Washington, D.C. area alone. And then, you know, you can go into probably a few other population centers and make a lot of money, for your members. Already those members are getting 100 million. They're divvying up 100 million between them, and now that'll go up.
Well, Sip, we'll let you get to the crew here and have a great time in Iowa. We'll see you in Indy. Hopefully things don't fall apart this weekend.
Count your chicken.
I'm going to count them. I'm hoping that the eggs don't crack, but let's count them and have a great Thanksgiving, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. You guys, too. It's good to be with you.
Steve Zipple.
Thanks, Sip.
Lincoln Journal star, and that wraps things up on the Doug and Daddy Show for this Wednesday. We'll be back with you on Monday. And start talking basketball, start talking wrestling, and hopefully start talking Big Ten Championship. The Doug and Daddy Show will be in Indianapolis next weekend with a Nebraska clinch of the Legends Division title.
I think you're going to see it. I think Nebraska's in a roll. I think it's going to be really, really lopsided on Friday. I really do.
I noticed that I did pick the closest score. So we'll see what happens. I hope you guys are right. I don't even want it to be a close football game. Put Iowa in their place, and that means we can talk about Kirk Ferentz and how bad Iowa football is. Have a great Thanksgiving, man.
Hey, you too, Doug. Good to see you.
Hey, for Jeff Babel, our producer-engineer, and Randy Bushcutter, this is Doug Goodison. Come on down. Plenty of time to still join us here at our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal. And happy Thanksgiving, everyone. An NFL tripleheader starts tomorrow at 11.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.